Tonight we know it was Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is really not something of the past. That's just something that happened in that generation of Yetzi Mitzrayim. We all know there's no Tachnon for Pesach Sheni. There's an Inyan to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. There's something that Chazal wanted from us to shtel tzu to it also. So what did the Rebbeinu Shlomo, what did Chazal have in mind that we too are supposed to be taken out of Pesach Sheni? So the emes is, you have to look in the parasha, in parashas Baal Yischa, when the story is brought down of what happened at that time. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says, Vayihi anoshim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam. There were people that were tamei. V'lo yochlu la'asa pesach b'yemahu, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Vayikrivu lefnei Moshe lefnei Aaron b'yemahu, so they came before Moshe and Aaron. Vayoyimru, and they said, Anachdu tmeim lenefesh adam, we're tamei. Lomo nigora levilti hakrivis Korban Hashem. Why should we miss out in the ability to bring the carbon? Moshe Rabbeinu heard their complaint, their taina, and he said, you know what, wait here, let me find out what the Rabbeinu Shalom says about this. And the pasuk goes further, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe leimar, Darbel b'nei Yisrael, Ish ish kiyeh tomeh nefesh, a person that's tomeh, b'chodesh hasheni b'arba yosyoyim bin arbayim yasu oisoy, you should go ahead and make the Pesach on the next month, in Iyor on the 14th, al matzah semroim yechluhu, and the ganze parasha Pesach Sheni. This is what we find in the Torah of what happened in the Maisa of Pesach Sheni. Now the emes is a fascinating story. If you think about it, imagine on Rosh Hashanah, a Yid, a young man here in Lakewood, his wife went into labor, and he had to rush to the hospital to be with his wife giving birth. And he missed Kiyah Shofar. There was no Shofar around, what should he do? So, the day after Rosh Hashanah, he comes home with his baby, he goes to the Rav, and he says, Rebbe, I missed Kiyah Shofar. I was out of town. I was in the hospital. But why should I lose out, Kiyah Shofar? Loma Nigara, why should I lose out? And the Rav's going to say, you know something, you're 100% right. Tomorrow you could be Yaitzi 100 Tekiyas, and you'll be having Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Unheard of. Not shy. And yet, in the mice over here, we're finding that Klal Yisrael that was Tomei, that weren't able to do the Korban Pesach, okay, we're giving you a second opportunity. This is not something that we typically find. The Mefarshim explain that there's a point here that's very much deeper. Are you really ready to go to the Rav and ask him, Lama Nigara? When you miss out on the opportunity of a mitzvah, it's not possible to go to the Rav and say, why should I lose out? Fine. But are you really holding by even asking? When you miss an opportunity of a mitzvah, does it bother you? And that's something we have to ask ourselves. Klal Yisrael at that time, it bothered them. Imagine, Rachman al-Tzlan, you have the ability to sit in a sukkah for a few days of sukkahs. Okay, I was an oinus, I was potter. Is someone going to be thinking to himself, well, I missed out on mitzvah sukkah, it bothers me. How many of us does it really bother? And this is something we have to think about. Because this is the nekuda, says the Mefarshim, of why they were zeicha to a second chance at Pesach Sheni. Because they taka really wanted it. It really bothered them. And that nekuda of really wanting it, feeling, Lama Nigara, why should I lose out? That tremendous feeling that I can't miss it. I want it so badly. Memelo, accordingly, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave them the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. And this is the biggest soy that we have to walk away with from this Gevaldika day of Pesach Sheni, to realize that we have to live our ruchnius in a way that I really want it. Not that we're happy when we finish a Seder, or Baruch Hashem, it's good, I got over it. Shabbos is finally over, I can get to my phone. Echveis, all the other things that we have in ruchnius, we're happy when it's done. Our heart has to really be in it to appreciate what we have and feel bad if you miss it. Feel bad when it's over. You know, the Sifri writes over here in Parashat Baal Yitzchak on this story. Vayomru ha-noshim ha-hema elov. The people told Moshe Rabbeinu, this time of Lomani Gora, Zot the Sifri, Magid, it's coming to teach us, Shahoyu b'nei Odom Ksherim. These were kosher people. The Charedim ala mitzvahs, and concerned about mitzvahs. Very scary lashon for the Sifri. That these are people that are Ksherim. Let's think to ourselves. We all want to be considered in Hashem's eyes as a kosher. That's what we want. The Rebbeinu Shem should look at us as ksherim. Says Chazal, the criteria of being ksherim is really caring about our mitzvahs. And if even if we're an oinus and we miss something, I had a doctor's appointment, I wasn't able to be here. Do you care that you missed a Seder when you had a doctor's appointment? Or you're so relieved that I have one day off and I'm excused? There's something we have to think about. If that's our feeling, in Hashem's eyes, we're not such a kosher. Because to be a kosher, that means this is really what you live and this is what you want. There's a famous joke. They say over, we all know this, we're very comfortable with this type of joke, we're familiar with it. You know, you buy shul, let's say, on a Thursday, and you've just finished Chazaras HaShatz, and now you're expected to say Tachnum, but even the long Tachnum, Huracha. And all of a sudden, there's a clap on the bima, chveis, maybe there's a bris, a sandik, something, a chosin, something, there's no tachnon, and that geschmack of feeling that you're relieved, that you can skip tachnon. The joke they say is that if a goy would chap, the hanoah you'd get for skipping tachnon, the goyim would be megaya. That's what they say. There's some truth to it. The goyim don't know about this feeling that we get. But if they did, there would be a big storm of people wanting to be Magaya and become a Yid to get that pleasure. It's a scary joke because we all know it's true. How much are we really living our davening if that relief is our feeling? You know, the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Bo yurei, come and look. Shaloi k'dayris harishayim, dayris achrayim. The earlier generations attack not like the later generations. Dayris harishayim, the earlier generations, hayamachnisa perisayim derech tiraksamun. They would bring in their fruits in the regular proper way through the front door." To have a chiv ma'aser, like the pasuk's meduyik, but the doyrus achroinim machnisim perisayim derech gagois, derech chatzerois, derech karfifois, kedei lepotra min ha'maaser. The later generations were looking for ways and loopholes how to get away from the chiv ma'aser. I should be potter. So if stating the Torah has to come through the door to be chayiv, so I'll find a loophole how to go ahead and avoid the chiv. And that's mamash this point that we're bringing out. That the Rebbeinu Shem wants from us to appreciate the mitzvahs that we have, the chiyuvim that we have. We shouldn't feel relief and happiness and joy, even if you're potter because of an oinus. But if you missed it, it has to bother you. We have to live with this feeling of love on nigara. Why should I lose out? This is the feeling a Yid has to have. I saw brought down a Maisa about the Vilna Gaon. It's brought a Maisa Rav. A Samach Beis. Over there, they bring down that once the Vilna Gaon was locked up in jail. So it says, Kishahoyu Beis Asun B'chag HaSukkos. It was on Sukkos when he was locked in jail. So you can imagine if you're in jail for a couple of days, you're going to have to end up sleeping out of the sukkah because you're in a jail, and how many days could you go without sleeping? But it says that what the Vilna Gaon, when he was in jail then, his amitz b'chol koichai, he used all his strength, v'rotzum mokum v'mokum, he was running back and forth across the jail cell. V'hichzik v'risei einav, he was holding up his eyelids. V'osa kol tachbulois, and he was looking for all the different schemes of doing cartwheels and who knows what. In order not to fall asleep, he was so concerned not to sleep out of the sukkah. And you think about it, what do you mean? You're potter, you're in a jail, it's okay, you're an oinus. That's how we look at it. But the real ksherim, the real people out there, don't look at it like that. A mitzvah, an opportunity, and now I'm going to lose it? They say a ma'isa with the Chafetz Chaim. I don't know why this Talmud was up so late at night, but it was about 3 in the morning. A Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim was walking through the street. And he bumped into the Chafetz Chaim at 3 a.m. So the ma'isa goes that when he bumped into the Chafetz Chaim, he was all concerned, like, what's going on? So the Chafetz Chaim said he didn't do Kiddush Levana yet, and he's looking for a Levana. But he couldn't go to sleep. He's looking for the Levana. So that next day, when this Talmud was talking to someone in the Mishpacha, they said that was the third night already, the Chafetz Chaim walking the streets looking for Levana. Which means, mamash, the end of the month, it was the end by 4 Tesvav, mamash, the end of the Zman, you could say Kiddush Levana, and he still didn't get a clear night to say it. And for 3 nights in a row, the Chafetz Chaim Pasha couldn't go to sleep. There's no Levana. What would we say? Hey, there's no Levana, okay, back to regular life, move on, you know, there's no Levana, I can't do Kiddush Levana. The Chafetz Chaim didn't want to give up a Kiddush Levana. And in Mela, 3 nights in a row at 3 a.m., he's found wandering in the streets. So what can we do to somehow develop this type of feeling that in our Yiddishkeit, we shouldn't be so excited to be potter and be an einus? But rather, we should have somewhat of a feeling of lama nigara, why am I losing out? Like the Yidden of Pesach Sheni. So if you look in the Sefer Pelei Yoyetz, over there, in the Perek of Cheshik, the Pelei Yoyetz writes, Cheshik v'chibo tzricho rabo l'chol davar shebechayva. You really have to have an inner desire and a geshmak in all things that you're mechuyev to do. L'toira, every midah, all mitzvahs, everything. We have to have a geshmak. V'udomar amosu aleiv l'maisa, that's something totally in your heart. V'tzorich siyat nishmaya, you need a lot of siyat nishmaya to go develop a heart that's going to get a geshmak in all these things. Uman asa, what can we do? She'en libeinu misar l'kach. L'maisa, our hearts don't feel that. Umid erkenu, our lower madrega, the koitza hasogasena and our small hasogas, in all our Torah mitzvahs, it's very hard for us to really feel it. Choshkweinenu, our eyes are darkened, we're living in the dark, mirois, from really seeing maha mitzvah, what a mitzvah is, and to develop the excitement for it. And we don't really realize Manom Gorelenu, how lucky and sweet is our lot in life. That was Zoicha Lasis Nachas Ruach, the Malach Machem Loch, and we go serve Hashem in our Torah mitzvahs. Virav Tzuv Hatzofon, and all the great Olam Haba, that even a mitzvah daka, mitzvah kala vadaka, small light mitzvah, how what Olam Haba, person Zoicha, for the smallest things, even these concepts are very far from us. So what are you supposed to do? But this is a necessary ingredient. Says the Pelu Yoyitz, say ulamad, go out and learn minevuchanetza harasha. Give yourself an example of a big rasha. Shezochel a covered gadol, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down that it was zeichet a gvaldik a covered al arba psiyo sheposa l'chvoid Hashem Yisburg. For four steps that he walked l'chvoid Hashem, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that got him a gvaldik a covered of that being molach bekeeper. He had such a big kingdom because of that. A small little reward for something tiny that he did. Al achas kam v'kama matin schor v'shal tzadikim. Can you imagine a person has to say to himself, the imagined reward I'm going to get, la'osad lavoi, if I do much more l'chvayin Hashem Yisbarach, I don't just take four steps. My whole day is ruchnius. My whole day is avodas Hashem. Can you imagine how much schar I'm getting in just one day of avodas Hashem? V'yisa kal v'chayim, a person has to make a kal v'chayim to himself. Im yesh lo cheshek v'chibo al achilu shsiya. I get a geshmak in my eating and my drinking. V'chikoy, sha'or v'chikoy, it's very sweet to my palate. You go by lunch now and you buy yourself fresh pizza. And you imagine yourself eating that fresh pizza. So it's a geshmak, you enjoy it. Says the Pelu Yoyitz, even though that pleasure is kemat rega, it's a moment of pleasure. All it is, anah oilam hazeh, which tanugas b'nei odom is hevel avolam she'im lehem b'mamish, as geshmak as it is, at the end of the day, it's an empty feeling that's very, it's not so long lasting. And a person has to think to himself, says the Pelu Yoyitz, a kal v'chomer, could you imagine the pleasures I'm going to get in chaye oilam, eternal life? Shein toiv gedolim mizud. There's nothing greater. A moment of this of olam haba is more than all the pleasures of this world. Al achas kama v'kama. If I have excitement when I eat something, and I'm excited to go ahead and buy myself the pizza, whatever it is, I should start thinking about it. The excitement I could have if I go learn one seder. Could you imagine how much pleasure and delight I'm going to be zeicha to? And it's these type of thoughts, says the Pelu Yoyitz, that you have to start thinking about if you want to grow to this madrega that we're discussing, that we're discussing a madrega of feeling yeruchnius, feeling why should I lose out, feeling a geshmak in what we do. It comes with his hisboininess. Like we've mentioned many times, the koyach hatzir, the koyach of visualization. It's not tangible like a slice of pizza. It's not tangible like a cold can of Coke. But even though it's not tangible, we have to visualize it. Use your koyach hatzir, like we mentioned, for the Altav and Kelm. That those two words are the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. The people that make it in life is because they use their koyach hatzir. The people that are Russia that don't make it in life is because they had a weak koyach hatzir. They didn't have that koyach of visualization. This is something we have to develop. And says the Pelu Yoyitz, the more you think about it, the more your ruchnius will become real. And when it becomes real, if all of a sudden you have an oinus and you miss a day, it bothers you. You know you're a poor man because of it. You've lost out, and it bothers you. And that's the feeling of lama nigara. Why should I have to lose? The bottom line is, Pesach Sheni has to teach us that we can't just be a guy who's keeping Yiddishkeit. Our Yiddishkeit has to define us. We're not just practicing the religion. You know, there are people, you know, Lahavdil, that practice, you know, they're Catholic, and there's people that practice the faith, the Christianity, whatever other religions they have. And we're a Jew that's practicing Judaism. That's not what Yiddishkeit's about. It's about feeling, like Chazal say, Rachmana liba boyi, the Rebbeinu Shem wants your heart. The real madrega the Rebbeinu Shem wants from you is that your heart should be in it. Rachmana liba boyi. And when your heart's in it, even if you're an oinus, and even when you're potter, but if this is where your heart is in, You have feelings, I lost out. It bothers you. You have feelings, you lost out. I wish I wouldn't have had this pitur. I wish I didn't have a doctor's appointment. I wish I didn't have to go home for a day or two for a simcha. I could have been in yeshiva steiging. And you get that feeling that your Yiddishkeit is real. And the Yiddishkeit defines who you are. Just end this point. I want to go to another Indian. We should realize in Zohar HaKadosh, it's brought down. It's a richus of a Zohar, but the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Parashat Baal Yischa in Kuf Nun Beis, how when Pesach, the Yontif, comes, the next 30 days is a time where the Rebbeinu Shloilam is giving opportunity for a person to come. The way it's written is Liris Pnei HaMelech. It's written in Aramaic, but to come see the face of the king. On Pesach Sheni, Yud Dalet Iyar, is a Gevaldika calling, because it's exactly 30 days, is a Gevaldika calling in Shemayim, Kruza Kariz, the Gevaldika Kruz, announcement that goes out, says the Zohar HaKadosh. And what it says is, anybody who didn't yet get an opportunity to come see the face of the king, now's your opportunity to still come in quickly. Before the gates lock. When does this calling go out to every yid? On the 14th of Iyar is when this calling comes out. That you have an opportunity. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, you could still cash in on some hashpoyes and ha'orois from the Gevaldika Yom Tov of Pesach. And the calling is to every yid, come to see the face of the king before the doors lock. This is a Gevaldika Yisoid that we have to walk away with in regard to this Halakha day of Pesach Sheni. Habo Aleinu L'Toivah. Me'inyin le'inyin v'oisa inyin. I want to go to another point, but really it's the same Yisoid. We're living right now through tremendous times in Klal Yisrael. Gevaldika Nisim. And I think it's very important we go ahead and talk about it. You know, Rabbeinu Yoini writes in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gibel Ois Yud Zayin, he says, "Veda, every yid has to know, ki milos al yoinis nimsiru lanu b'mitzvah aseh." There are many different milos and madregas that were given to us, and it's a mitzvah aseh, it's a commandment to us. Like he says, the milo of bechira, making the right choice every moment of life, the milo of Talmud Torah. And he has a whole list of different milos. And in that list he writes, the milo of zichron chasodov, remembering the chesed of Hashem, v'hizboinim behem, and being mizboinim into the chesed. And he brings psukim that you have an obligation. When Hashem does chesed for you, you have to be mizboinim into it. He quotes, v'zachartes kol aderech, or v'hizboinu chaste Hashem. Or third pasuk, it's an obligation of a yid when Hashem does chesed to think about it, be misboinen into the chesed. And Rabbeinu Yoini writes about all these milas. Bavur ha-milas ha-eilo nivra adam. For all these milas, this whole listing is why a human being was created. Umatikvas ha-nivra. What hope is there for any creation? Im lo yosim amol nafshoi v'ikka iskoi badvorim asher nivra avurim. If you don't put your whole life work into the things that you created for, what hope is there in this human being if he's not focusing on the purposes of why he was created? And what's one of the milos of why we're created? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, is this milo of remembering the chasodov of Hashem and being misboinen into the chesed of Hashem. We all remember, it wasn't too long ago, right before Pesach, where Iran, the president, Yimach Shemom V'Zichrom, the president of Iran shot over 300 missiles, the first time in history that Israel was shot at from Iran. Over 300 missiles were shot into Eretz Yisrael, and it literally, they say it was close to $100 million worth of missiles that Iran shot. And they say that even if one missile would have hit Eretz Yisrael, it would have been 20 massacres of October 7th, just with one missile alone, Rachmanu Litzlan. And B'chasne Hashem Yisborach, we all know that Eretz Yisrael, with other countries, the Rebbeinu Shalom orchestrated, the Imam shot down, come out everything, 99.9% of everything that was shot at them, did not land in Eretz Yisrael, and it was shot down before it arrived. Mori Dika Nisim. Mamash Mori Dika Miracles. And the one that was behind it was this terrible president of Iran. And this president of Iran, he was the speaker for Iran, and he always spoke how we're going to wipe Israel off the face of this world. And we used to think it won't be possible to get rid of these Zionists, but now when we're at war with them, we're going to wipe them away. And he had all this hard talk against Eretz Yisrael and against the Yidden. On Sunday, Yud Aleph Iyar, only 36 days later from when he struck and shot at Eretz Yisrael, this Iran president with the foreign minister and a couple of other top officials from Iran were all flying together in a helicopter. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo, with one flick of the finger, they can't explain it because they say there was a few other helicopters also going at the time. It was like an entourage, obviously. And they made it. The only one he flicked out of the air was this president with the foreign minister and all these top officials that were with him in that helicopter. And literally, the way the reports go, they landed and they were smashed to smithereens, as they say. They were burnt up to a crisp. And they're burning in Gehenna now for all Netzach Netzachim. But we have to realize what the Chesed Hashem was. Do you realize, like we say on Purim, the bracha at the Rebbeinu Shlom is a Rav Rivenu. He fights our fights. He's Noikim Nikmosenu. And he's Mishalein Gemul L'chol Oyvei Nafshenu. He gives a good Gemul, a good revenge, what's coming to them for the enemies of Klal Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Mamish, it was a Yontif. I saw videos, they were dancing. The yeshivas are dancing Simchas Purim. Literally Simchas Purim. It's unbelievable what a simcha it was when Eretz Yisrael heard that their main enemy in Iran was just killed by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the emesis in our davening, when we say Tehillim, Perek Pei Gimel, this is mamish what we daven for. And the mamish was Mekuyim. The psukim that we say in Perek Pei Gimel, Omru, they say, Lechu v'nachidei migoy v'lo yizokher shein Yisrael oy. They say, come, let's destroy Klal Yisrael. They should be wiped off the map. They won't be a nation anymore. This is what they say. This is mamash what the Iran president was saying. Eloikai, we ask Hashem, shiseime chagalbol kekashifnei ruach. Go ahead and make them like this, like these stubble from, throw them away from with the wind. Ke'esh tivayar chalohavot la'etarim. Like a fire burns in the forest, and the flames burn in the mountains, just go flick them away. You should go chase after them and just get rid of them with your storm and wipe them and terrify them. And it's mamish what was mekuyim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo mamish, Klal Yisrael has been davening for this, and this Iran president kept saying it again and again, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo barachem av v'roid chasodah. He went ahead and displayed a gavaldik chesed to Klal Yisrael by mamash getting rid of this tremendous haman of our generation. And the emes is, when we daven every day, re'eino ve'anyeinu, look at our atzaras. When we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to get rid of all atzaras, u'galeinu meher l'man shemecha, what we say is, ki goyel chazak ata. And like the Yaris Devash explains, we're saying, ki goyel chazak ata means, you're a goyel chazak who performs shaloi b'derech hateva nisim for us. And a meila, you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who we recognize as a goyel chazak ata, shaloi b'derech hateva, you do tremendous acts, mamash nisim, in front of our eyes, shaloi b'derech hateva. That's what we're asking, to look, go ahead and take us away from all atzaras. The nekuda that I want to bring out, besides for being mizboinen b'chasadov and being yaitz in this mitzvah saseh of Rabbeinu Yoina, besides for that, the nekuda with me'inyin le'inyin v'ayse inyin is in regard to el gula asida. We all know we're living through tremendous times. All the Gedolim already told us, we're in Melchamas Goyg u'Magog, and Mashiach is mamash at the door, and who knows how much longer it's going to be, but the bottom line is, we're in it. It's here. We don't know how much longer it's going to stretch and linger on, but we're mamash at the final steps. And it's brought down from Yechazkel Levenstein, how the Rebbeinu Shalom brings Geula. There's a parallel between Gula Asida and Gula Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, we know the Rebbeinu Shalom brought small steps of Gula. And through the small steps of Gula, Klal Yisrael was able to strengthen their Amuna and believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom enough that he brought the big Gula. Rabbi Chatzkel explains this with the famous Vorf from the Vilna Gaon. We say in our Shemana Esrei every day, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a mishon u'mivtach la'tzadikim. So mivtach la'tzadikim means his security to tzadikim. What's a mishon? His support. What are we saying with he's a mishon? He's a support. What does it mean, support? So the Vilna Gaon explains that many times when the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to perform grace and nisim for Klal Yisrael, for tzadikim and everything, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives support and will show something small, that a person will increase his trust in Hashem because he sees Hashem's kaychis, he sees the Yad Hashem, and he strengthens his belief in Hashem. And then through being a mishon, that he got that support to strengthen himself, then the Rebbeinu Shalom brings the grace of Zach, the miftach latzadikim, that he sees the grace in Ness. This is the mahalach how the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world, his anhaga, that the Vilna Gaon explains of what it means, mishon and then a miftach latzadikim. Says Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein that's how it worked in Mitzrayim too. In Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael had trouble believing in Hashem that they're going to get out of Mitzrayim. 210 years, a long gullus, a lot of Egyptians. It wasn't simple to believe and trust. So the British made small steps in the Geula with Klal Yisrael, recognizing the small steps, and in the middle, they kept strengthening their belief. And when they believed the Rabbeinu Shalom fully, Hitaka had the grace of Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Chatzkel, it's no different in the Geula Asida also. And we have to take all these small steps. When the Rabbeinu Shalom performs big chesed with Klal Yisrael, he takes our biggest enemy. Iran is the biggest threat to us. And this guy was the biggest mouthpiece that represented Iran. It's unbelievable. He was talking so big all along, always. And the Rebbeinu Shalom, with one little flick, he was gone. Something you wouldn't imagine. When you see such Chesed Hashem, you see such Yad Hashem, you see such Noikem Nikmasenu, that strengthens our belief. How you know something? The Rebbeinu Shalom could turn around the whole Bria. All the nations that are against us. What does it take for the Rebbeinu Shalom to turn around the whole world upside down and show the guns of Velt, the Yedu? All the world should know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is one and Klal Yisrael is his people. Doesn't take much for Bari Yalom. In this world, we get so used to Teva, to the nature, and our belief weakens. We don't have such a strong emuna in the Geula, that Mashiach's arriving imminently. We don't really feel it in our bones. And we start just living the natural world. And we have to realize, take these steps where the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a mission. He gave us a support. He strengthened our belief in what the Rebbeinu Shlom's Hakol Yachol, how we can do anything. And when he strengthens us to give us support to believe in him, we have to take that stepping stone and taka increase our emuna. To taka have that yearning, that desire, that we want to all greet Mashiach b'koriv mamish. We want to see that geula asida with the binyan bayis shlishi. And the way we get that yearning and desire and that feeling inside ourselves is by taking all these chasodim of Hashem, where we see his koiches, we see the Rebbeinu Shlom Zakol Yochol, we take them as stepping stones to increase that amunah. And the emes is, it's Bruin Chazal Beferish. It's a Yalkut and Tehillim, Tovshin Lamed Vav, and it's a Medrash and Tehillim in Mizvor Mem, how it's spoken out of there. A pasuk in Yeshaya, V'omar b'yoyim ahu, hinei l'keinu zeh. They're going to say on that day, this is our Hashem, kivinu loy v'yoshienu. We hoped in him, and he saved us. Says the Medrash, Ein biyad Yisrael elo hakivui. All we have that we're able to do is the hoping and the yearning. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting for from the Yid. All the schusim, we have an accumulation from all the dayuris, all the generations. All we need left is that there should be people that are hoping and yearning. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Kedai heim l'geula b'schar hakivui." That worthwhile to be redeemed as a reward for hoping in me. The other nusach of the Medrash is, "Ein biyad Yisrael elo sheyikavu." Sheigolim Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'schar kave kvisi Hashem. This is what's in our hands. What the Rebbeinu Shlom is waiting for. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to see us hoping and waiting for Geula, not just living and being comfortable here in Golos America and just watching what's going on out there in the world and seeing the news. No, have that feeling that I want to get out of this Golos and I want to see Mashiach Tzadkeinu Meher V'Yameinu. I want to see it soon. The Kor of Mamish. And that feeling we have to develop inside ourselves to be Kavisi, to really be waiting. Because that's the Zchus. It's that Schar of Kivui that you're hoping and waiting that's going to bring the Geula. I see it's very late. Just end to realize that there's many Marmakaimis that speak about how the hoping and waiting for Geula is what's Makar of the Geula. The waiting and hoping and wanting Geula is what's going to be Makar of the Geula. And in Meila, we have to realize that these are two inyanim, very much that we have to develop in our hearts. Both the waiting and wanting and yearning for mitzvahs and Torah, not to feel happy when you're putter, to develop feelings of loma nigara, I don't want to miss out. Every opportunity of ruchnius, my heart is in it and I want it and I don't feel good when I miss it. That's one inyan of learning how to wait and hope inside for your ruchnius, to appreciate your ruchnius. And then me'inyan, boisa inyan is this other idea of waiting and yearning for the gevaldika geula asida, that we all want to see the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. We want to be zeicha v'sechazeno einenu b'shuv chulotziyam b'rachamim. We want to see that Ashuras HaShchina. And that also something that we have to be waiting for and yearning for it, because that's going to be the schus for the geula. The Rebbeinu Shlomo should bench us all that we should taka use the yontiv of Pesach Sheni to taka develop what we're supposed to develop in our hearts, feelings for our ruchnius, feelings to get out of this golos, to see the geula, and then Be'ezer Hashem, all of us together will be on the front lines greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Heir V'Yameinu Amen.